Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project
and the Wellcome Trust.
The date is the 25th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Sure. My name is Alistair Lennox. I'm 39 years old. It's quite key because I'm nearly 40, which is always an incentive to do things like this. And I'm a resident of London Town. My hometown.
How exactly did you hear about the project initially?
I was thinking about it this morning. I can't remember actually. I really don't know. I mean, I've always I'm always interested in what happens on the fourth plinth, and I've seen them all over the last few years, and I follow Anthony's work closely, and so his work is very much on my radar. And I probably just read it online somewhere and registered. I can't even remember. It must have been winter, spring time, maybe early summer. I don't know. But I was excited and got my girlfriend to sign up as well.
What was it about the project that, that excited you and made you want to get involved?
A lot of the former, really. Who the sculptor is, who I admire massively, and. So to be part of that, I think his works are generally quite involving anyway. It's not about looking at a piece of canvas on the wall. So to be part of what is one of the best, you know, very subjectively, but you know, a fantastic British artist is something I could tell my grandkids about. It's an amazing location. It's my hometown. I cycle down here every day as I go to work. So it's kind of like everything, you know, the sun and the moon and Saturn all lining up, that it's something I'd absolutely love to do, albeit it's something that I would never personally choose to do. I'm not a broadcast person in any way. So this is kind of the inner battle of is what I want to do, but it's not really, I'm much more of a private person.
What is your take on the project so far, on the kind of nature of it and its progression?
It's a good question. I mean, I probably had a similar relationship with some people. Lots of folk. I suppose it's a bit like Big Brother in the sense of at the beginning, albeit I hate Big Brother and haven't watched it for years. A similar cycle. It's not a 2 week show or a short piece, an hour and a half at a gig. It's over 100 days or whatever. So at the beginning, you're kind of checking in every day or every hour, then after the first week it's every day, then you go to every week, and then I probably lost touch with it through August to a degree, and on the way cycling home sometimes I physically drop in and watch people in the evening. So I've had kind of a long-term relationship with it, but I forget about it, and then I'll remind myself if I, you know, I go take a taxi through town, or I see it on a web link or something, and it reminds me, and I kind of all smile to myself of, oh yeah, I forgot about that, I need to go back to it. So yeah, kind of a cozy relationship with it.
How do you think as an individual you're kind of fit into the project as a whole?
I have no idea how I fit into it. I don't know. I'm interested in the reflection of it. I don't know. I think it'll probably take a couple of years to work that out, or maybe read the book, or I might get the answer later on. I don't know. I'm really interested in art and creativity, but I professionally am very much at the strategical end of creativity and design, and we analyse and research everything to death. And what I love about the free end of the creative world that we're involved with today, it's not as analytical and strategic, and I quite enjoy not. I love art when I don't understand it, when it confuses me, makes my head hurt. I don't really want to understand it, really. I enjoy participating in it and observing it, and we shall see.
Could you talk a little bit about what you do for a living?
Well, I just touched on it then. I'm creative and I work in one of the larger brand design consultancies in London. And I've worked at that company for that brand for 11 years, so it's been a big part of my life. And I've kind of been boy to man there or man to boy there from training as a, or studying to be a designer. And through that, through studying, I did an art design course, like I'm sure a lot of people have done. And when I was probably 18, 19, I kind of really wanted, thought I was going to be a sculptor, and I made a kind of a turn of, no, actually, I want to be a designer, not a sculptor, and that's how my life has kind of panned out. And like a lot of creators have moved to London because they swear the majority of the work is in the UK, if not in Europe. And I work based in Paddington, Notting Hill direction, Westbourne. And I have a thrilling job, and I'm gone from being a very young designer to being quite at the top end of the business. And I have a very exciting life, flying around the world, being creative, and selling design, and it's everything I wanted to be and more. But it's all encompassing, and that's kind of one other thing why I wanted to do this is that in the last month I've probably been home for about a week. And when I took the call last night, could I come on today? I was actually in Moscow Airport, as I've been there yesterday. So I came back from Moscow late last night to be here. And that kind of reflects a bit of my life at the moment. It's on paper, it's really kind of exotic and jet set, because I travel constantly and have quite exciting things that happen. But I don't ever stand still or stop. That's kind of exhausting. I'm in a permanent jet lag.
No body clock.
No, it's all a bit thrown. So bad sleep, and I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning going, shit, I'm going to be on the plane. So what on earth am I going to do? I hadn't really given any thought. So I'm creative, and I kind of practice retail interior design. So I design or lead teams or who design for some of the biggest brands in the world, like Vodafone and other brands like that, and we travel lots with that, and it's very exciting. It's very different from art world, but a cousin of.
So could you talk a little bit about your ideas for your hour today?
Well, they're still unfolding, those ideas. I think I'll probably work out a little bit more when I get up there. The albeit I did like register probably 6 months ago, I didn't really have a very strong idea what I wanted to do. And I kind of mentally thought, well, when I get the call, or if and when I get a call, which I hadn't, I thought I'd probably get weeks or at least a week's notice, and I could really focus and prepare something. It's probably actually the best thing that I get called the night before when I'm in Moscow going, can you come tomorrow afternoon? Because I'm totally unprepared. So what I wanted to do was do something kind of about London. So it's about London, it's about the fantastic architecture that we're in, it's also about slowing down and doing something quite quiet and not necessarily interactive for an hour, and it's about doing something kind of creative as well. So what I'm going to do, I don't know how it'll pan out, I've brought this brown paper roll, I'm going to cover exactly the shape of the plinth base and stick it together in brown paper, and then I've brought different little pens and paper. I'm going to, through the hour, try to in 360 draw the vista, or the skyline, all the way around, kind of slightly abstractively on this brown paper in pencil, then try and ink it in. So through the hour I'm going to try and do a full circle and see how it looks, and it could be an absolute dog's dinner, but that's what I'm going to do. And look at a few friends, and people are going to call and text in, might have conversations. So it's really about, it's an amazing space to be. I'll never be on that plinth again in the rest of my life, and I like that idea that I'm going to get this absolutely unique view of London, my home city, that I'm passionate about. So I'm going to try and capture it. Yeah?
Have you worked in this medium quite a lot before?
No, I haven't. No, it's a drawing will unfold. I'm pretty rusty. When I, studied art and all that stuff was probably 15, 20 years ago now. I was probably a much sharper pen. But and nowadays, computers do a lot of the straight line drawing, so it's going to be a little bit sketchy. But I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's something I'd like to do more of. But again, I never have really my own time. So this is kind of... I've watched a lot of people, and a lot of them have been real broadcast connecting with people outside, and I think mine is much more quiet and introverted actually, so it's going to be more of a private experience, albeit I think I'll take a few calls. I'm not a, albeit I'm kind of, you know, use technology a lot to connect to people, I'm not a broadcast person, so I'm really not into Twitters and Facebooks and all that stuff. I'm not about telling the world who I am. I'm not a secret, I'm just doing my own thing. So this is kind of what the inner battle, it's a little bit scary sort of showing yourself to all these people in a way.
Yeah,
a little bit of a battle, I think.
So when you're on the plinth, are you wanting to engage with people or you want it to be quite isolated?
Well, when I packed my bag this morning, I put on my headphones and thought I was going to actually leave my mobile phones here and put the headphones on and not make any connection with people outside and be completely introverted. And that, in reflection, is maybe a little bit hermit-like, a bit too... But so I'm going to take a couple of phones, and friends and work friends are going to hopefully call and text and might have a conversation. But I'm not, I don't see myself standing and talking to the crowds and stuff like that. I know the gentleman up there is... talking about private secrets and stuff, which is, it's fun, but it's not me. And I think I was talking to someone late last night and they said, whatever you do, do something that's you and not, don't try and be somebody else. So I think that's a key thing. Maybe that goes back to what the overall installation's about, is about showing your true inner self. And maybe this hour I might find that, maybe, in a very public way, yeah.
So do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
I may realise that I might not be a professional architectural illustrator going forward. So that might cut off my second career. I don't know, joking aside. I don't know. Hopefully it will remind me that I should slow down a little bit and have some personal time and not work myself to death, which is kind of... I'm not working to death, that sounds really negative. My glass is definitely half full. I love what I do, but I do it 100 hours a week and never stop. And again, there's a little bit of a coming up to my big 40th birthday, and there's in the world of blokes, that's really important. There's a bit of a life crisis there, maybe. So when these kind of opportunities come along, you kind of maybe naturally go, oh, fuck, that's not for me. That's So I've not pushed it. I haven't pushed myself to do this because I'm 40, but I definitely, there's an absolute fear of being a boring middle-aged person. I don't want to be a boring middle-aged person. I want to enjoy life. So I think this is a fantastic opportunity again, really.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Good question. Well, when I did that thing this morning, it said, what, three words? And I said, not in a smart way, hairy, explorer, and in love. And I think in love is probably a key one, so that's an important thing. I'm very happy about that. And funnily enough, when I asked lots of friends over the last sort of 24 hours, what shall I do up there? And the young lady I'm with, I've been with her for 15 years, and we're not engaged or married, which a lot of people find a little bit weird. And coincidentally, people are still texting me going, why don't you propose to her? Which is quite sweet. I got one of those texts late last night, and honest to God, I didn't sleep at all. Because it's kind of like, God, if there was a moment, that would be a moment. Has anyone done that in the last, yeah? How many have happened?
We've had two. One was set up, and the woman said no.
Oh, jeez.
He acted out his kind of mourning. And then the other one, she said yes.
Oh, amazing. Was she below, or was she remote?
Yeah, she was below.
Wow. So, and I haven't had this conversation with my girlfriend, so it's a bit weird. So, weird, eh?
Yeah.
I'd find, anyway, that thought was a little bit terrifying on a number of levels. Not, anyway.
Do you think there's any main reason why you're not already married, or has it been on the cards?
No. Was that sounding like a 60s hippie? Not that I was born in the 60s. 70s, technically. By 10 days, do the maths. No, I don't think you need to be married. I think being in love is more important than being in love. If I was lucky to have children, I think that's something completely different. But not having kids and stuff, I don't think you need to marry. I think it's important to a lot of people, so I'm not dissing. I've spent 10 years with all my friends getting married and then having first kids and second kids, and some of them divorcing, the whole cycle and blah blah blah, and it's been quite interesting. But none of those points have pushed us to do that. But being very happy is anyway.
So, can I ask briefly where you're from, kind of where you grew up?
Yeah. Very Scottish family, as in Alistair Olgovy Lennox is my full name, and looking kind of Scottish, big and hairy and red, and looking like a rape and pillaging Viking, probably historically, or Norman Viking. Scottish family, I was born and bred in Shropshire in the West Midlands, born in a lovely town called Ludlow. My parents came south. So they're farmers, well, they were farmers, and I was brought in an absolutely fantastic, idyllic lifestyle on a farm, hill farm in Shropshire. And my mum, who'll be watching in a moment, she's a very creative, artistic person, and that's, I think, clearly an inspiration. My late father was just top bloke who was a farmer, and I was brought up there in Shropshire and had a very country. And I think maybe going back to being quite introverted, I'd spend 6 weeks of my school summer holiday pleasing myself, doing things on my own. I still had friends, but I maybe at a young age I learned not, I don't need to be with tons of people around me the whole time. So I'm quite happy spending time to myself. And from, you know, primary school, comprehensive, sixth form in Ludlow, boring. And then I had kind of a key moment where I'm like, shit, I really don't want to be a farmer. And I didn't really know what I wanted to be, but I knew I wanted to do something creative. And I took a year off from education. I went travelling around the world, and kind of as a cliche, I went to Nepal and India and lots of exciting places, and didn't find myself in any way, but I kind of came back going, I know that I want to be a creative. So I did a year of Art and Design Foundation course at Shrewsbury, which is in North Shropshire. And I had a great year, which was the summer of love as well. So it was you were too young, but when Rave came around the first time, it was that was the summer of love when I was my, and it was a fantastic time, pills and thrills. And then I went to Exeter, where I studied design for 3 years, and then unfortunately my father died at that point. So after I graduated, I moved back to Shropshire, and spent time with my mother, and went and became a farmer. So I was a farmer for 6 months after graduating in design, and we helped close the farm and move my mum, blah blah blah. And as all my friends moved to London, started their gay old lives in the creative industries, and then I joined my girlfriend in London, and that must have been nearly 15 years ago. And I've lived in south, north, east of London, maybe west in the future, who knows. And as I said earlier, I've been working with this one company for 11 years now, and that's been a kind of key part of it. And that's my story today. I had to get a visa the other day for Russia, and the visa form said the Russians have been really arsy at the moment, asking for loads of details, and it was a really complex form. And it said how many countries you've been to in the world, and I had to work it out, and it was 43 countries I've been to around the world over the last sort of 10 years. And that kind of shook me a little bit. We went, fuck, that's quite a lot, actually. And in a way, I'm a little bit proud of that, because it's I love exploring and doing new stuff, and that's why I put explorer as my number two, hairy exploring in love. And and what I do professionally, it's, and you've probably got that, so it's professional design is a young person sport. It's you've got to be young and full of ideas and creative and all that sort of stuff, and it does have a bit of a life expectancy, and I'm kind of at the older end of that. And but I think if you lose track of you know, you've got to be excited about stuff, and for me, exploring and doing new stuff and all the things I do is just massively important. That's what inspires me anyway. And if, you know, I'm a creative leader to lots of young designers, being an inspiring person is kind of a key part to that. And it's kind of hard to do that all the time. You spend your life in airport lounges getting fat. Low middle age.
Great.
I'm rambling there, but there we are.
So, back to your hour.
Yes.
You've brought someone with you today?
Have I what?
Brought somebody with you today?
Some people may turn up later on, yeah. A lot of people around the country are going to be logging in online, watching. It is a very good live link, hasten to add. I'm not sure if I'm going to take a microphone or not. I'm not sure about that. Don't know about that. But I'm looking forward to it overall. It's fantastic weather for the people snooking on the radio. You can't see the weather outside. It's awesome. And I hate the word awesome, but I'm going to use it today. It's the summer. It's August summer, nearly in October. It's fantastic weather. I'm going to wear a t-shirt. And I'm even thinking of wearing some shorts because it's going to be quite hot up there. And I just nipped out and bought some water because I think it's going to be a little bit. And I'm wearing a hat as well. Two things, I get sunburnt and also thinning hair, middle age.
Well prepared.
Circle of life. Well, in the last couple of hours I've had to kind of get prepared. I'm not mentally prepared, but I've got a few bits on me. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much, you've been great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Gosh. No, just excited to be part of it, really. Yeah.